President, as a part of funding of credit programs by the World Bank, between 2014 and 2017, we modernized more than 20 regional medical centers, polyclinic centers, including the construction or reconstruction and provision of medical equipment and furniture. All of these medical centers were adapted for people with disabilities in order to ensure of access to education. We ensured delegation to regional hospitals, modernizing our fleet of ambulances, providing modern equipment, mobile ICUs and regular ambulances, stent for life, surgical and radiation treatment of malignant tumors, treatment for brain ischemia, stationary medical equipment for children age from up to 18 is provided as a part of the state program for free medical service and care. Air ambulances have been introduced, and we've developed a concept for comprehensive medical insurance. In line with changes to the law on psychiatric assistance, we have changed the procedure for allocating for informed consent of psychiatric assistance. The National Center for the Prevention of AIDS is the only facility where at the current time the diagnosis and treatment is provided in a centralized way and is adapted for people with disabilities. We are conducting large-scale prevention measures in communities, including the transfer of information on medical services available, as well as rapid testing for HIV/AIDS. We are also working for early detection of illnesses amongst transgender people, sex workers, LGBT people, as well as migrant workers also. Since 2011, for doctors and nurses, we have been organizing new training programs at our Essential Medical Training Center to prevent cases of unprofessional or illegal behavior by medical personnel, the violation of confidentiality provisions, and disclosure of HIV status of a patient without their agreement. In 2018, we developed a free online course on stigma and discrimination, which was included in the continuing education of the National Healthcare Institute. The law on reproduction rights now includes provisions on selective abortions, and the law now includes liability for illegal termination of pregnancies. We have organized numerous seminars on this issue, meetings with doctors and nurses from maternity wards, published guidelines, as well as engaging in wide-scale awareness-raising campaigns in society on the role of girls and women. According to changes to the legislation on medical assistance for the population, rules are identified for access to the electronic database, as well as establishing clear criteria for allocating access to that database. Thank